Welcome to Safe Money Retirement Radio with your host, Tim Wood. Tim is a retirement and income specialist, certified financial fiduciary, and founder of SafeMoneyRetirement.com, primarily serving Western North Carolina, East Tennessee, and Southwest Virginia. But he's sought after nationally for his expertise in helping people secure their retirements. Mr. Wood is a licensed life insurance professional in multiple states and specializes in working with people who are near retirement and those who are already retired with wealth management, income planning, and asset protection strategies. And now, here to talk with you about securing your retirement, your host, Tim Wood.
Thank you for joining me this week. I'm Tim Wood, host of Safe Money Retirement Radio. I specialize in asset and retirement protection and income planning. Have you ever heard of spend down income planning? It's the most common type of financial planning in our industry. In fact, about 95% of all financial professionals practice this type of planning. Even though spend-down strategies are so common, you might have never heard about them. Unfortunately, financial planners don't usually explain the foundational theories behind their plans. So, what is spend-down planning? Spend-down planning is when you try to build up a pile of retirement money based on a hypothetical growth rate. It's hypothetical because you don't know your growth rate or if you will have any growth at all. It's very common for financial planners to look to past results to try and illustrate what might happen in the future, so the growth estimates are purely speculation. One thing is absolutely for sure. No financial planner that sells or recommends market-based accounts is going to illustrate you losing money or getting no growth. For this reason, it's not uncommon for expectations to be set on the high side of what might actually happen. For example, could you lose 40% of your account tomorrow? The answer, of course, is yes. Has any financial planner illustrated that possibility for you? That's not likely. Also, money isn't supposed to grow just for the sake of growth. Obviously, at some point, usually on your retirement date, a financial advisor will show you how much money you can take out of that pile to spend for the rest of your life. This is what is called a spend-down rate. The standard rule for spending down retirement funds was established by William Bingen in October of 1994 when he published a study called Determining Withdrawal Rates Using Historical Data. In this study, Bingen theorized that you could withdraw 4% of your retirement money each year and still have a reasonable chance of not outliving your money with a proper mix of bonds and stocks. Let's stop for a second and think about that. Did you notice that Bingen theorized that you could have a reasonable chance of not outliving your money? What on earth is reasonable about having a possibility of outliving your money? Before we continue with our explanation of this hypothetical and theoretical planning strategy, let me assure you that our annuity-based income planning is not based on a reasonable chance, but rather on a contractually demonstrated outcome. Isn't it better to know what will happen instead of hoping for a positive outcome from the process of guessing? Give me a call now at 844-905-SAFE. Let's start the conversation and see where things go. I need to make sure a fixed indexed annuity is right for you, and we will start that process with a few simple questions. My number is 844-905-7233. That's 844-905-7233. So let's get back to Bingen's 4% spend-down theory. This guessing game of pulling 4% of your retirement funds to live on in the hopes that you would not outlive your money was used for almost two decades before it was realized that it was way too aggressive. In August of 2011, Dr. Wade D. Fowle, a PhD, a professor of retirement income at the American College, published a paper titled, "Can We Predict the Sustainable Withdrawal Rate for New Retirees?" This was published in the Journal of Financial Planning and debunked the 4% rule for retirement income spend down. The paper explains how a safe withdrawal rate with 60% of your money in stocks and 40% of your money in bonds varies widely depending on unpredictable circumstances. The safe withdrawal rate could be as low as 1.5% for some people retiring. Now, 1.5% is a lot different than 4%, wouldn't you say? If you have $1 million, that means you can only draw out $15,000 a year and have a reasonable certainty that your money will last the rest of your life. Now, how can that be true? Well, it's as simple as math. If you have $1 million, take out 4% a year, and then experience a massive market loss, you will have to withdraw a much larger percentage of your funds to keep the same amount of income. A 4% withdrawal could quickly turn into an 8% withdrawal, and then a 12% withdrawal because of market losses. Once you experience a significant loss, it's almost impossible to recover. It's kind of like tipping over dominoes. You can't undo dominoes once the first one tips over. If you don't believe me, let me prove this to you. We have a complimentary handout that I'd like to provide you called the Sequential Rate of Returns Risk Illustration. It mathematically proves the massive negative impact on the sustainability of your retirement with a single significant market loss. If your retirement money is primarily invested in funds where you're exposed to market risk, and someone is not talking to you about sequential rate of returns risk, then you have a ticking time bomb waiting to go off and don't even know it. Not only that, but we have fixed indexed annuity contracts that pay out guaranteed income for life, even on a joint basis, that neither you nor your spouse can outlive, no matter how long you live. These contractual payout options can pay significantly more than 4% of your income account balance. These accounts can grow at rates of up to 7% or more for the purpose of receiving guaranteed lifetime income. Why would you want to be put in the position to withdraw less from your retirement account because you're worried about running out of money before you die when you can withdraw more and never outlive your income? If you'd like to learn more, call for my complimentary Safe Money Retirement, Your Game Plan for Success book and information kit. Call me at 844-905-7233. I hope you've enjoyed Safe Money Retirement Radio this week. Unfortunately, we're out of time today. Thanks for listening, and until next time at the same time, I'm Tim Wood reminding you to stay safe so you can step into a secure future.
You've been listening to Safe Money Retirement Radio with your host, Tim Wood. Find out how to contractually guarantee that your hard-earned money is safe while avoiding market loss so you can have the retirement that you deserve. Call Tim Wood now for your complimentary Safe Money Retirement book and information kit at 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-7233. Or contact him online at safemoneyretirement.com. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base annuity contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and are not available for cash surrender or a death benefit
unless specified in the annuity contract. The tax consequences of annuity income should be considered with the help of a licensed tax professional. Listeners should be aware of IRS penalties for withdrawing funds from an annuity before age 59 and a half. Fees may apply. Annuity guarantees are based on the insurance company's financial strength and claims-paying ability. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified licensed professional. Obviously, by calling us now, you are taking just the first step towards protecting your retirement. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program may vary based on state availability and are subject to change without notice. Did you know that your Social Security could be much higher depending on what option you choose for claiming your benefit? Social Security income is not as simple as some think. When should you take it? Should you only take your spouse's benefit while you continue to work? Deciding how to receive your Social Security benefit can make your head spin. Don't decide about your retirement without the facts. Call us now and ask for your complimentary Social Security guide at 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-7233.